Paris, in the supply flitter with the medical squad only a few minutes from landing, stared at the speakers as though George was going to manifest himself through his voice.
Our men are hunting them. The condemned criminals and us both. The hunters have poisoned the water. We need assistance. I'm at Bandon Lodge. The flitter crashed on the island north of Bandon.
Harris found she was holding her breath and let it out. How had that young fool, of all of them, escaped to Bandon?
And please, recognize the assistance of two men formerly in the employ of the hunters. Svagert Iglund and Cursor Dea. Without them, I could not have made this call.
Another Iglund?
Harris could not tell, over the sound of the flitter itself and the stirs of those around her, if the comm stayed live or dropped the signal. She closed her eyes. She wondered what the militia captain, Sigynd, would do. She knew what she would think of so convenient a signal. Which, of course, Lupescu and his cronies would have heard, if they hadn't arranged it. What had George meant by hunters, by condemned criminals? Hunters. She had expected to find Lupescu hunting some rare animal illegally with a band of cronies. She had expected him to be dangerous to innocent youngsters out for a spree. But criminals? People? She shivered suddenly, and Cecilia laid a hand on her arm.
Harris, what is it?
Harris could not see her own face, but Cecilia's reaction told her what she must look like. The older woman drew back as if frightened. Harris saw others glance at her. One stared.
Oh my God. That...
Words literally failed her. The worst words she knew were not bad enough. She fought to breathe past the knot in her throat.
He's hunting people. It's a manhunt. He's not hunting animals at all.
Who?
Lupescu. He's gotten convicts from somewhere.
Her mind raced, fitting it all together. Could they be RSS convicts? She shivered again at the thought of shipmates. Not her crew, of course, but someone's shipmates, being hunted by Lupescu as if they were only wild beasts. Though it was no better if he had raided other prisons. At least military prisoners would know how to defend themselves, might have a chance. She heard others muttering, the same tones of shock and outrage that she heard in her own voice.
It can't be. It must be crazy. Lord Thornbuckle will tag his hide up in the kennels.
Harris would have said more, but the flitter swerved and she lurched against Cecilia's arm. She turned to peer out the forward canopy. Ahead, the first attacking ships had dropped to their final approach.
I can't believe it. Hunting people, he wouldn't do that. I know you hate what he did to you, what he tried to do to your crew in battle, but he couldn't be crazy enough to think he'd get away with this. Not right under Bunny's nose.
Staring ahead, trying to see what she knew she could not see, how the assault was going, Harris did her best to answer.
He would think that made it better, more sporting. A risk for him other than the risk from the people he hunted. I told you he once commented that he considered most hunting demeaning because it wasn't dangerous enough. That the proper game for a real man was man.
Cecilia considered this silently as their flitter dropped steadily toward the Bandon field, now occupied by the two militia flitters. Harris appreciated the silence, but knew it wouldn't last. She knew her employer too well.
I don't think that I want to know this person. A disgrace to his uniform.
Yes.
Harris braced herself for landing. The militia squads already down had vanished except for a single soul waving them in. Then they were down safely, onto a quiet field with no sign of conflict. Harris did not need the squad leader's warning. She knew that silence was deceptive. The medical squad went through a routine of some sort. She supposed they were double-checking what equipment was in whose pack or something. The air smelled fresh and wet, heavy with fragrances completely different from the woods and fields near the main house. Harris jumped. She didn't understand. She hated not knowing the local codes, not knowing anything, not having a place in this.
They found the kid. He's hurt.
Harris grabbed Cecilia's hand and squeezed until the older woman's color returned.
George. It has to be George, then. He's the one on this island.
At the lodge proper, the supply flitter crowded the parking area. The medics poured out, and Harris and Cecilia followed. No one stopped them. Harris saw no sign of trouble until they came to the room where George lay with a medic already working on him. One dead body sprawled across the control board of the communications shack. Another clump of medics worked on a third man. Cecilia leaned against the wall but pushed Harris forward.
Find out for his father.
Harris had no interest in George's father. She picked her way across the floor, blood spattered and already littered with the detritus of emergency medical care, to a point where she could see George without interfering. He was alive, breathing on his own, with one IV line in. He looked dirty and pale, and both older and younger than she remembered him. She knew that look from the youngsters she'd seen in her own ship's sickbay. Being flat on their backs in clean pajamas made them look like children, but what they had been through aged them.
What happened to him?
Caught in a crossfire. Small caliber in the abdomen. Missed the big stuff.
Which didn't mean it felt good, or even that he would recover. Just that he was likely to make it back to a hospital without dying on the way.
Caught in crossfire. Maybe and maybe not. Perhaps someone wanted to get rid of witnesses. There must be more than one traitor in Bunny's pay.
Harris watched the medics, who seemed to go about their business as quickly and competently as any she'd seen, and then met George's gaze.
Captain, where's Ronnie?
On the other island, I presume. Militia went there. He'll be fine.
He might not be, but George needed to hear the best chance, not the worst. A medic put a warning hand on George's shoulder.
Don't talk. You need to lie still.
George's eyes locked on Harris's.
Cave. Might be in the cave. Bubbles said... Oh.
I understand. Bubbles knew about a cave and they might be in it. All of them?
No. Ronnie. Hurt.
He shouldn't talk. Don't bother him. He's got other injuries, too.
Harris glanced down and saw that they'd cut George's shirt away now, revealing the deep bruises along his side. Broken ribs, maybe.
He shot me. He...
It's all right, George.
Time enough later to find out which he George meant. From the glazed look in his eyes, they had given him some drug, and he wouldn't be thinking clearly now. She hoped he had been right about the cave.
Everything will be fine.
The medics lifted George onto a stretcher and rolled him away. He lay quiet, eyes already closed. The mind raced. A cave. A cave Bubbles knew about. Did Lupescu? Ronnie hurt, and not in the cave. What kind of hurt? If Ronnie was hurt, why hadn't he been captured? And again, did Lupescu know about the cave? Did the others being hunted? Did the militia captain know about that cave? And if so... She went back to Cecilia, who looked less pale than when she'd come in.
George has a gunshot wound. He should survive, assuming Bunny's got a good trauma center in his hospital.
Very good. Riding horses at speed is hardly a safe hobby.
He hasn't lost anything vital yet. Could you hear what he said?
No, not really.
There's a cave on the island where the others are. Bubbles knew about it, and George thinks the others might be hiding in it. Would the militia captain know about it? Did you ever hear of it?
A cave? No, I didn't. I don't know if anyone else would, besides the children who camped there. A big cave?
George didn't know, I suspect. But the militia captain needs to. If there's a cave, anyone might be in it. The youngsters, or the hunters, or whoever they're hunting.
Harris looked around. Someone had dragged the corpse away, and the other wounded man, whoever he was, and one medic was stuffing medical trash in a sack.
We can't just comm call the militia commander. Lupescu would overhear it. If that's where the youngsters are hiding...
Cecilia pushed away from the wall.
We'll go tell him.
Yes, but...
Harris stifled her doubts. They'd been told to stay here, safely out of trouble, and she'd agreed to that. She looked around for the person in charge. The person in charge, busily arranging transport to a hospital for George and the other wounded man, was in no mood to listen. Harris had no idea what the insignia on his collar meant, but he was acting like a harried sergeant.
The captain said you were to stay here, and here you'll stay. You don't even know where this cave is, or if the kids are in it, or if anyone else knows about it.
That's why...
The captain's got good maps of the island. If there's a cave worth worrying about, he'll know. He's got a bloody mess over there. Just because you used to be a spaceship commander doesn't give you the right to throw your weight around here. Captain Siggins said to keep you safe here, and that's exactly what I'll do. Now, if you'll get out of my way so I can do my job...
Excuse me.
No use arguing with this sort. She had seen them before. The problem now was working around him. And that was most easily done out of his sight.
The Serrano Legacy Hunting Party is continued on the next CD.